Warning. England fans face riot shields and police dogs whenever they travel abroad because of the mindless minority who have run amok in Sevilla, so British police said yesterday. Riot police in the city, who are known across Europe for their zero tolerance of poor fan behaviour, fired warning shots, prompting a mini stampede after fans misbehaved on Sunday night, kicking wing mirrors off vehicles and circling motorists. As the Football Association condemned the behaviour as unacceptable, Britain's top football police officer described Sunday night scenes as incredibly disheartening after travelling fans had enhanced the nation's reputation at this summer's World Cup. The FA said in a statement, "We condemn the unacceptable behaviour witnessed in Sevilla. We urge those following the team to respect our hosts and act in a responsible manner." A Guardia Civil police officer died after a shooting yesterday after he stopped a car in Granada. A source claims that after getting out of the vehicle, one or several occupants opened fire, fatally wounding the 49-year-old officer. The car was initially stopped on suspicion of being involved in a robbery. Police have arrested the alleged suspect, described by sources as a known criminal with a long criminal record. Spain called for an urgent investigation into the disappearance of prominent Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi yesterday. Spain clearly joins the concern that other countries have already expressed, particularly the European Union, and demands a transparent and urgent investigation, so a government spokesman said. Saudi Arabia's King Salman ordered an internal probe into the unexplained disappearance of Jamal Khashoggi yesterday, as a joint Turkish-Saudi team was sent to search the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, where he was last seen on October the 2nd. And the family of Mallorca flood victim Joana Yeteras Planas have penned a letter thanking the emergency services whilst their little boy Arthur is still missing. Mother Joana, who was 40, died after saving her daughter from the torrent of water that was rapidly flooding their vehicle. The floods have claimed 12 lives already, and Joana's son Arthur is feared to be the 13th fatality as rescue teams continue their search for the five-year-old. The family also paid homage to the hundreds of civilian volunteers who have been instrumental in getting Mallorca back on its feet. The worst floods in Mallorca's living memory inflicted upwards of €30 million of damage and left some 200 people homeless. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.